Sessions here on Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, Radio Access 102.5 FM, streaming online at radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and here on Radio Access Sessions, we want to point out some of the great things happening in Bismarck, Mandan, and the surrounding area. And as we get into December, obviously Christmas things start happening, and one of those things is the Bismarck Mandan Civic Chorus Christmas Concert. So here to talk to me about that is Tom Porter, their director. Thanks for coming, Tom.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
So before I get too much into it, you're the expert on this, right? You've been the director for 27 years. I think that qualifies you as an expert. So what is going to be happening at the Christmas concert? Where is it happening? Give us the lowdown.
Sure. Well, something different happens with the Christmas concert every year. That's one of the fun things about doing it. But we have been at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit now for over 25 years, and the concert is there on for both events on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock p.m. Both concerts are free and open to the public. We do take a free will offering to help defray our concert expenses, but we look at the Christmas concert as an opportunity to give back to the community and to provide something in the community that people can attend. That's a really high caliber program, but they can attend it regardless of their economic status.
So is there a kind of capacity limit that you might get to? And how likely is it that you reach that limit?
The cathedral seats about 600 people, and we have had full crowds in the past. So it's nice to arrive early. It's nice to plan ahead. But, you know, we'll get as many people in there as we can.
Right. So which pieces could people expect to hear? And is there ever a repeat from year to year, you know, a classic that you like to go back to? Or do you want to get totally new content every single year?
Well, I don't program all new music every year. There's always some repeats. And part of that is a financial issue because, you know, when you have a choir of 80 people and you're paying $2 to $3 per part for that, per piece of music, that gets to be kind of expensive. So we have a rather extensive library, and I go back to that library and use those pieces. And we also loan our music to other choirs in the area. So we look at that as a service to the community as well. The big piece on the program this year is John Rutter's Gloria, and that's just a magnificent piece of music. It's very festive. It's very in touch with the Christmas season. It's not a piece that people would recognize as a Christmas song per se, but it is the glory to God in the highest, which the angels sang at the birth of Christ. So this piece uses the full choir. It does have some very brief solos by three of the women in the choir, but we also will have seven brass, two percussionists, and organ performing the piece with us. So it's just a magnificent piece.
Yeah, that's whenever I've seen a civic chorus performance, my favorite is when you kind of cross in, you perform with the Bismarck Mandan Symphony and well as some other groups within the community. I think that's kind of a fun crossover between groups. So you said the dates of the event are Saturday, December 14th and Sunday, December 15th, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, and then 4 o'clock on Sunday. People should arrive early because capacity is likely to be reached, or at least you'll be close. And so if people want to pick out a good seat, they should get there early.
Right. And it's general admission seating, so people can sit wherever they like in the church.
So if someone would want to get involved with the Civic Chorus, either as a performer, as a member of the chorus, or as a donor, how would they do that?
Well, we do have a website. It's bismanchorus.com. And people can go there and find information. I do auditions each semester. It's a little more likely that we have people, that we have vacant spots in the fall semester. But if people are just getting to town, or if they're just hearing about the chorus, or suddenly their schedule just opens up, I invite them to come and audition in December or in August, and we will get them started with the chorus.
Yeah, you kind of answered one of my next questions in that. Does the chorus have a cap on the amount of people that can be in it?
Well, we do, and it's kind of a practical cap. The soprano and alto sections, I cap at 25 people. I generally don't have to worry as much about capping the tenor and bass sections. I wish I did. But You know, part of that then for us is in the venues that we perform, there's a limited amount of space. And so having a choir of somewhere around 80 voices is doable. If I had a choir of 90 people, we would really be tight on the risers. And our spring concerts at the Belmejos Auditorium, we can only set up so many risers on that stage. It just becomes impossible to expand it farther than that.
This is Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. We're talking to Tom Porter, the director of the Bismarck Mandan Civic Chorus. He has been the director for 27 years. And about their upcoming Christmas concert, Let It Snow, is the name of the concert on Saturday, December 14th at 7:30 and December 15th at 4 o'clock at Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. So how far in advance before this Christmas concert do you start practicing the pieces and rehearsing the pieces with your chorus?
Our rehearsal sessions start in September. So the Monday after Labor Day, we start rehearsals and we go all the way to the concerts. And then we'll take a few weeks off. And in January, we'll actually start with our spring concerts and then take a little bit of a pause and do our Valentine program for a few weeks and just focus on that and then pick up spring again and go from there.
Yeah, so you must not ever have crossover between which concert you're preparing for. I'm sure if people are thinking back to high school choir classes, they might be thinking, well, as they were finishing getting ready for the Christmas concert, they were starting to plan for the spring one and they were starting to practice some of those pieces. None of that happens here.
Not really. I try to keep it just to one concert for the chorus members. I have piles of music that that I'm managing. You know, it's kind of like keeping plates spinning in the air. For the concerts here and the concerts that I do at the University of Mary. So between all of those, I've got a lot of different repertoire that I'm working on, but the choir is just working on one concert at a time.
Yeah, and so you've mentioned a few of those concerts. You have another one coming up in February, your Valentine show. Can you talk a little bit about that one?
Sure. The Valentine program is a really fun program. We do it more as a musical cabaret. We have a meal and desserts and wine tasting and some fun games, trivia games during the course of the evening. And then we intersperse that with performances by the chorus, by small groups from the chorus, and by individual soloists. And since it's Valentine's Day, the kind of, you know, we have the theme of love. So any kind of love song that you want to bring in, it can be happy, sad, fast, slow. And we put a program together with the acts that get ready for the performance.
Yeah, so that will be on February 14th at the Bismarck State College Energy Center. And then spring concert after that in April. I mean, it's kind of a year-round thing for the chorus.
It is, yep. And that's what's nice. You know, we have about a nine-month season, and that's really manageable for people. We rehearse one night a week for 2 hours, and, you know, so for each of the Christmas concert and the spring concert, we get between 10 and 12 rehearsals in, and that's a good amount of rehearsal. It doesn't get to be too much for people. I don't call extra rehearsals outside of that because the people who are involved in singing with the chorus are already donating their time to this, and they're all very busy people. So this way we keep it manageable and we stay on track.
Perfect. Well, again, the main reason we're here is the upcoming Christmas concert. You mentioned your website, bismanchorus.com. You also have a Facebook page. If people look for the Bismarck Mandan Civic Chorus on Facebook, you can go through, you can see some clips of rehearsals. I found those pretty entertaining earlier today. So is there anything else about the Christmas concert that you want to get out? It's free to attend. Get there early at the Cathedral of Holy Spirit. Anything else we missed?
Well, a couple of things. One is that, you know, there are a lot of concerts around the Christmas season. And so people kind of get to the point where they have to pick and choose. What am I going to go to? There's just so many to pick from. The Civic Chorus is a really high quality choral ensemble. And I don't want ever to be in competition with high school groups or college groups or anything like that. But we don't get many opportunities to hear adult singers sing. And these are all people in the chorus who are passionate about singing, who have sung throughout their lives. And so they bring a tremendous amount of experience and expertise to the program. The other thing that we try to do is just really provide an eclectic program for people. So there are going to be things in the concert that people know and that they can sing along with. We actually have sing-along songs in the concert, but songs like Let It Snow or Snow from White Christmas, the first Noel pieces that people are really familiar with and really make the holidays. And then we have some beautiful new pieces that people will fall in love with immediately. A couple of them on this concert, we have one called The Darkest Midnight in December that is just a very ethereal piece sung by the women, and it's beautiful. I listen to it all the time just to soak in the music, and people will get a chance to hear that at the concert as well.
Yeah, both a blessing and a curse, like you said, the amount of content that there is in the Bismarck Mainland community, but the Civic Chorus is unique in that it's adult voices and one of the few chances that you get to hear adult voices in this big of an ensemble all brought together, and then some new stuff and some well-known stuff as well for you to hear at the Christmas concert December 14th and 15th, 7:30 and 4 o'clock respectively at Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Tom Porter, you're director for 27 years. I appreciate this first time we've had you in here. And I'm sure we'll do it again soon. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this and promoting the arts in the community.
This has been Radio Access Sessions here on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. If you want to learn more about the Bismarck Mandan Civic Chorus concert, you can go to their website, bismanchorus.com, or Bismarck Mandan Civic Chorus on Facebook. See some clips of their rehearsals and also any information on this event and future events. Thank you for listening to Radio Access Sessions on Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, Radio Access 102.5 FM.